We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, we are through 1 week of school.
Yes.
How do you feel so far? You've survived. You're here. You're good.
Yes. Now, I'm not going to say I wasn't really, really tired Friday afternoon, and I can probably speak to the rest of our educators. I'm sure they spent a little bit of time on the couch recovering.
Uh-huh. Sure.
There's nothing like a first week of school tired.
Yes. I can imagine.
But yes, we've hit week two. Things are going great. Just excited about the school year.
Well, we are super thankful and excited about all the things that are going on in Sylacauga City Schools. And a lot of those have been some new faces on campus, some personnel changes. And this morning you have one of those new changes here with us.
Yes.
Tell us who's in studio this morning.
So I asked Dr. Jamie Frost, who is our interim principal at Pinecrest Elementary, to join us this morning so that the community could get an opportunity to meet her as well.
Well, we are so thankful that you're here. Dr. Jamie Frost, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad
to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're so glad that you're here as well. You are originally from the area. You're originally from Alex City, right?
I am.
But then you've been spending, I guess it sounds like the most majority of your career in Georgia, just over the state line. But tell us about that. Tell us about where you're from, a little bit about your background, your family, and what brings you back home.
So thank you. I grew up in Alexander City, graduated from Benjamin Russell, and then headed off to Auburn, where I spent 4 years getting my education degree and also met my husband during that time. So we moved to Georgia, followed his job, and I was able to start my career there and spent 32 years in Georgia, most of it in Cobb County. So
that's awesome.
Fifth grade teacher.
Yeah.
All the different administrative roles in the local school. I was principal for 13 years, 5 years at Dowell Elementary, 8 years at Ford Elementary, and then spent some time in central office supervising 22 elementary schools in the south side of Cobb County.
That's incredible. How many schools are there in Cobb County?
There are over 100 schools. There were 64 elementary schools at the time that I was there.
That is insane. Comparatively, yes. I mean, thinking about, you know, how many schools we have here.
So. Yes, I'm very thankful for my four brick and mortar schools and my one virtual.
My goodness. I mean, how do you even keep it straight? I mean, with 22 schools managing that, that's just wild to think about. So many moving parts. What motivates you? What makes you organized and energetic about what it is that you do every day?
So I think the biggest motivation for me is obviously the children, like just seeing their faces light up when they're in the classroom and they're learning. But being able to support our teachers who work so hard day in and day out and the passion that they have for what it is that they do, for me to be able to be there and support them in all the great things that they're doing is really what just keeps me excited about the work.
Well, I know that Dr. Eller is excited for you to be here. We had some seemingly sudden changes, I guess, here in the last month or so in terms of moving around personnel, notably Gary Rivers moving on from Sylacauga High School, which then brought in Ms. Bruno, and now has moved some other things around, which is why you're here now. So it's all a domino effect for those who are just catching up and trying to figure out where all the moving pieces are. So Dr. Eller, talk about how you found Dr. Frost and your excitement of having her here in Sylacauga.
So we put out just a blanket, really job announcement saying anticipated principal opening, just to see who we might glean in that process. At that point, we had just received Gary Rivers' retirement plan and really wasn't sure if we wanted to look on the outside to find someone to take over the high school or exactly what that would look like. So I didn't want to put elementary or secondary on there. I thought, well, we're just going to cast the net and see, you know, what we might get. And so I kept praying about what to do, and I really felt that the right move was to move Dr. Bruno. She's my most veteran principal. I had just moved her to Pinecrest, so I kind of felt bad that I was jerking her out of there after her only being there 2 weeks, but I really felt like, you know, all the things that she's gifted in would be very beneficial to the high school. And so once that was decided, it was then, okay, now you know, I'm going to need to find someone for Pinecrest. And I had made a commitment to that staff prior that I would always seek out to find somebody with an elementary background for them so that that person had a clear knowledge of their world and understanding of, you know, those commitments that we have, especially with literacy and math. And so it just so happened the day after the board meeting, Ms. Hahn, who is our executive director of teaching and learning, was looking at the website and looking to see applicants. And she came across Dr. Frost's application and she called me and she said, "Have you looked at HireTruth today?" And I said, "No, I haven't had a chance." She said, "Let me tell you about one of the applicants." And I said, "Call her today." Mm-hmm. And so meanwhile, I took her name down and a few details. And of course, I have the benefit of having a wide network. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that comes from working with multiple districts and serving on state boards and other capacities. And so I reached out to a couple of my contacts that I knew had contacts in Georgia and said, "Hey, you know, can you find out, you know, about this person? You know, here's a little bit of background." And everyone that I spoke to said, "Oh, she's amazing. She's great. She knows her stuff. She knows elementary. She knows how to lead." The last message I received was, "Michelle, you better hire her."
And so, well, and here we are.
And when I did exactly that.
That's amazing. Yes. And so how has it been the last few weeks being here? I mean, it's just kind of, it's been very sudden, obviously. I mean, so.
Trial by fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It has been very sudden. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but it's been absolutely incredible. Just the staff at Pinecrest is phenomenal. I'm blown away already by the professionalism, the knowledge in that building is really impressive. So it's been amazing that way. District support has also been incredible. There's not one thing I've asked for that I haven't gotten immediately. So just appreciate all of the support to help me get in here and get going. And feel like we're doing well, like we're figuring it out. And I know that it's going to be a great year.
What is one thing that you are looking forward to implementing or doing or accomplishing in your new position?
Right now, I'm trying to get to know everybody and learn names and put names and faces together. But, you know, we've already started digging into the work and looking at what we need to do instructionally for the students in our building and how that we're going to make those impacts for them. So that's really the rewarding part. It takes a whole year to get there, but when you get there at the end of the year and you're able to look back and see what you've accomplished, right, and what the students are able to accomplish and what they've learned throughout the year, that's where the true reward comes from.
When you learned about this job, did you know much about Sylacauga City Schools in general? And what did you do to like prepare for the interview?
So growing up 30 minutes down the road, obviously I've driven through Sylacauga my entire life, yeah, back and forth to Birmingham, but really didn't know a lot about the school district, if I'm being honest. And so, I got on the website and I looked at everything that I could find about the school district. And then once I found out what school it was for, started digging into the school and learning as much as I could there as well. Dr. Eller mentioned it's a God thing. It truly is. Mm-hmm. I retired full-time 2 years ago in Georgia, and the last 6 months of this past school year, I was able to fill in as principal. And that time back in a school reminded me of why I love this work and why I love being with children in the school on a day-to-day basis. And so when I saw the opportunity and then had the opportunity to come meet with the team and discuss it, like, it just immediately felt like a perfect fit. So definitely higher power at work here, yes, bringing this all together, no doubt. Yes.
My team at the end of the interview was giving me looks like, "Are you going to offer the job?" Or, you know, yeah, hey. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's got to make you both feel very proud,
yes,
about what you're doing. And we're just thankful to have you along for the ride. So I guess when you moved here, or I guess you're still probably in the process, is your husband still in Georgia? Is he working? Like, what's the dynamic like, if you don't mind us asking?
I don't mind at all. My husband is still working in Georgia. Okay. He is a business development manager, yeah, and part of his area is Alabama.
Okay.
So he is over here every now and again. So we're able, yeah, to connect during the week. And then we're just making it work on the weekends right now. Good. We have a place to sell over there and, yeah, kind of sort through everything that way. It's a work in progress for sure.
Well, we're wishing you the best, both personally and professionally, and in every possible way. And we're just, like we said, thankful that you're yes. that you
found a good one here. I was going to say, Daryl and I did the same thing for 5 years. We did the same thing, and we got to see each other on the weekends. And then if he had accounts in the area, then I'd be able to see him during the week. And you just make it work.
That sounds like exactly what we're doing. So
So last night, Dr. Frost, thank you so much for being here again here on the Midweek Minute with the superintendent. Last night, we had a good night.
Yes, it was amazing Meet the Teams event.
Yes, and dedication for Coach Lewis.
Yes.
For the track. I mean, there's just so much excitement here at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Of course, first game this Friday night against Holtville. And so, just again, what can you do other this time of year than just root on your team?
Yes.
And look forward to Friday Night Lights.
We want all families to come out Friday night. Join us as, you know, we celebrate this first football game. My team says they're going to do well. That's what the boys told me, that they plan to do well, that they don't see any reason why they can't win. So I'm going to hold them to it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll get a big win. Yes. I know Coach Smelly has been working hard with the team in the offseason, so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Anything I'm missing before
I can't think of it. I just appreciate, you know, Radio Alabama providing coverage for our sports.
Yeah.
And I know B101 Radio will also be there to provide coverage for football season as well. And so we just appreciate your partnership and all that you do for our school system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are we're excited to be a part of it, and looking forward to a rising tide lifting all ships. So we're going to be broadcasting the game and looking forward to another great season of some Aggie sports.
That's right. Go Aggies.
Go Aggies. Thank you.